Calorama, a Recorded Books Highbridge imprint, presents Jesus and John Wayne, How White Evangelicals Corrupted a Faith and Fractured a Nation, by Kristen Cobus Dumais. Read by Susie Althans. Introduction. On a bitterly cold day in January 2016, Donald Trump stood on the stage of an auditorium at a small Christian college in Iowa. He boasted of his poll numbers and his crowd sizes. He warned of the dangers posed by Muslims and undocumented immigrants, and he talked of building a border wall. He denigrated American politicians as stupid, weak, and pathetic. He claimed that Christianity was under siege and urged Christians to band together and assert their power. He promised to lead. He had no doubts about the loyalty of his followers. "I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters," he claimed. That morning, the Reverend Robert Jeffress, pastor of First Baptist Dallas, introduced Trump. As a pastor, Jeffress couldn't endorse a candidate, but he made clear that he wouldn't be there if he didn't think Trump would make a great president. Jeffress wasn't alone. Already at that point, before the Iowa caucuses at the beginning of February, 42% of white evangelicals supported Trump, more than any other candidate. The reason was simple, Jeffress contended. Evangelicals were sick and tired of the status quo. They were looking for the leader who would reverse the downward death spiral of this nation that we love so dearly. I wasn't in Iowa at the time, but I watched this spectacle unfold as it streamed online. I knew the setting well.